Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill has filed an amicus brief with the United States Supreme Court, arguing the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overstepped its authority. The case, brought forth by the Pennsylvania Republican Party against the state's attorney general, alleges the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision to allow voters 3 additional days to prove legally cast ballots violates the state legislature's ability to oversee elections. States are responsible for running their own elections, but this case largely depends on the court's interpretation of Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution. That's if the Supreme Court even hears the case, which some legal experts say is unlikely. Hill joins attorneys general from 5 other states. All are Republicans. Indiana's attorney general-elect Todd Rokita, also a Republican, says he supports Hill's filing in the case. Hill asserts the case has an impact on Indiana.
When we see courts in other states cross the line and take over that process and the potential impact that that may have on the wishes of Indiana voters, we believe it's appropriate to take action.
Hill says because of that and allegations of voter fraud, he does not accept Joe Biden as the president-elect. The attorney general could not provide specific examples of voter fraud, and to date there are none, only unproven allegations. Hill left open the possibility of Indiana entering briefs for other cases. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.